Shachar Bein Avita that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher. Good. The Rambam did preface that Chiddush by telling us Afal Pi Shein Bezdin Pachos Mishlosha. So already the Rambam indicates to us that Rav Achar Bein Avita did not seem to hold the halacha that one has the status of Bezdin, but rather there is no need for Bezdin when it comes to cases of Hodos Vahavos. The Rambam later, Hilchos Sanhedrin Perakei Halacha Ches, tells us the following Chiddush. How is it that we have Hodos Vahavos Bizman Hazeh? After all, we don't have Smuchim. The Rambam writes very simply that Shlichus Bezdin Shel Eretz Yisrael Osim. The Rambam writes the Chiddush that Sugi Gittin Dav Peches Shlichus Ayin. So we started to discuss Kesef Mishnah there, Perakei Halacha Ches, Hotzat the Kasha of Moshe HaKohen. How can that be? Bishlam, if you assume you require three mumchim, so therefore, how is it you can have any cases of dinam amanos, even holdos v'havos bezman hazeh? But if you should assume, like Rav Achar Bein Avita midaraisa chana mikasha, the assumption of Rav Moshe HaKohen is very simply, that means one hedyot, a twofold machlokas between Rabbi Avohu and Rav Achar Bein Avita, the number of dayanim and the caliber of dayanim. So why is it then that the Rambam comments that we require shlichusayu in cases of hodos v'havos? So Poshur Shat the Rambam is the machlokes amoraim is only regarding the minyan hadayanim. However, as far as mumchim, everyone agrees that smuchim are necessary. And this we saw explicitly as the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananu on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He writes like the Rambam, the Kaimlan Kravach Rabbeinu Ravika Midaraisa Chana Mikosher. Rabbeinu Chananu adds the following words, however, v'hu mumchim. He as well requires a samos or sameach comments, going back to that original Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that this apparently is the shitas Rambam as well, that it is necessary to have a samos. Good. How do we understand this machlokas Rishonim, whether Rav Achar Bein Avita shita is a mumcha or a hedya? So he pointed out this fits in beautifully as the Rambam the shita say. The Rambam tells us that even though midaraisa chana mikasha, nonetheless it does not have the status of a bezdin. This is what the Rambam writes in Perakei Halacha Yirches, that Ein Hodo B'Chonav Hodo B'Bezdin. Even if you're dealing with one who is a samuch, nonetheless it doesn't have the status of bezdin at all. That was the Rambam's Chiddush. Just like we saw in the Rambam Perak Beis, Afal Pi Shein Bezdin, Pachos Mishlosha, the Rambam Perakei Halacha Yirches writes that a Hodo in front of a Yachid Mumche, Al Pidin is not considered to be a Hodo Bifnei Bezdin. Good. So according to Rambam, Rav Achar Bein Avita never told us that Chan is considered to be Bezdin. Rather, the Chiddush Rav Achar Bein Avita is for a Hora of Hodos V'Havos, a Bezdin is not needed. And therefore, Midaraisa Chana Mikosher. If you were to assume, as we discussed in the earlier Shiurim Tosas Hashita, that Mumchim is a function of Bezdin, then if you don't require a Bezdin, you wouldn't require a Samuch. But since, as we saw repeatedly in the Rambam Shita, that smich is a function of hora, so therefore Rav Achar Bein Avita writes that for a horas choshen mishpat of hodos v'havos, a single dayan is needed. But of course, that dayan must be a samuch, even though it is unrelated to bezdin. But nonetheless, hora requires that he be a samuch. According to the view of Rav Moshe HaKohen, that's not true. Bishlama, if you listen erev parshios, that there's a need for bezdin for hodos and havos, then you understand that a smicha is necessary. If, however, you hold midaraisa chana mikasher, and one does not have the status of bezdin, so therefore there's no need for a mumche, rather a hedyot. So there's no reason to come on to the concept of shlichusayim. Good. Then we pointed out the further difficulty in that very Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that even though the Rambam writes midaraisa chana mikasher, nonetheless, midivrei sofim ad shiyu shlosha. And what happens if shnayim shadonu? The Gemara tells us the following, that ein dinehem din. The Gemara says that no, if you hold midaraisa you need shlosha, then ein dinehem din. But if you hold like Rav Achar Bein Avita, then you should follow the sheet of Shmuel, the shnayim shadonu dinehem din. Because if midaraisa all you require is one, so then certainly shnayim shadonu b'diyeved dinehem din. There is a chiddush, we'll have to discuss at length, the sugya suna of bezdin shokol. The Gemara tells us here in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that if you hold one is kosher, then two would be kosher, right? If you hold like Rav Achar Bein Avita midaraisa chanami kosher, therefore Shmuel, the shnayim shadanu, dinehem din. Why is that a chiddush? Maybe one could have argued that no, the two is far worse. than one? No, because after all, isn't there an additional requirement of a Bezdin note as opposed to a Bezdin Shokel? Yet the Gemara says, according to Rav Acha Bar Avika, if one is good, so Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din. What's the Chiddush apparently of that Sukkot and Daf Gimel? Bezdin Shokel, is that a Din L'Chatchila? Or is that even Ma'akev B'di'evet? Foshav Shat, just the simple reading of the Gemara Daf Gimel, the Chora one could argue it's only a Din L'Chatchila. Because the Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Acha Bar Avika, that all you need Midarais is one, so certainly B'di'evet Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din. Couldn't you argue that two is worse because the requirement of Bez and Shokel? Apparently Bez and Shokel maybe is only a din l'chatchila. That really is not so simple though, no? The simple understanding of the Gemara a bit earlier is that maybe Bez and Shokel is even li'ikuvah. This we'll have to discuss. That, no? But the Gemara lines up the shitas. The Gemara says Rav Acha ben Avika goes hand in hand with Shmuel. And that's the difficulty. The Rambam in the very same halacha, Beis Yud, passes like Rav Acha ben Avika midrash hachana mikosher. The Rambam however writes that Shnayim Shadanu Ein dinehem din. That's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes, the Kashim Shuvas Arashba. How in fact can that be? Isn't it against that sugya and Af Gimel? So here is what we pointed out the following Chiddush. The base Rabbi Nechananel, based on Or Sameach, there should be a fundamental difference as to whether the Shnayim Shadana was a case of Tumumchim or whether it's a Yotos. If you assume it's a case of Tumumchim, then you're right. If one is good, then two is good, and the fact that it's a Bezen Shokel would not be Li Kuva. However, the Rambam's case of Shnayim Shadano, the Rambam writes later in Perchav Beis, is a case of Shtei Hedyotos Shadano. In the instance of Shtei Hedyotos Shadano, there we can understand that even B'di'evet that is considered to be insufficient. Why? There are two possibilities, two independent tracks, according to the Rambam Shita. Number one is a Psak Halacha B'Torah Sarah, but that requires a Mumcha. Number two is you can have a Psak Halacha de Gimel Hedyotos through the role of Bezdin. If you have a case of Shnayim Shadonim, which is Shnei Hedyotos, it is neither Hora, nor is it considered to be a Hora, a Psakdin of Bezdin. And in such a case, the Rambam writes that Shnayim Shadonim is Ein Dinehem Din. Perhaps those are the two halachos of the Rambam. As the Rambam indicated earlier, even if you assume Shnayim Shadonim, or you hold like Rav Acha Bar Avika, Midaraisa Chanami Kosher, it is not considered to be an act of Bezdin. One could even argue further. If midaraisa, you always require a samuch, and that's the Rambam Shita, so therefore, how do you ever allow a hedyot? What's the answer the Rambam said? Shlichusayu, a special dispensation, a takana drabanan, an allowance of a hedyot. One could argue very simply. The Chachamim only allowed a hedyot to be used in lieu of a mumche when you are doing so kedasu kedin. But once you violate at least the takana drabanan, to insist on a Bezdin note as opposed to Bezdin Shokel, the Chachamim never granted you the license to have a Hedyot as opposed to a case of a Mumche. Good? Then we pointed out the Sugyan Senad of Heimud Beis, where the Gemara says, Mikara Adaita Ditlasi Yasivei. Just the following Chiddush, that the Rav pointed out that that's very good according to the Rambam Shita. If you're telling me the possibility of one or two as opposed to three are two completely independent halachos, that one or two will function b'toras harav and three is functioning b'toras bezdin, you understand what the Gemara says very well. Even according to Shmuel the Shnayim Shanav Dineham Din b'med v'am amurim, where meikara daita d'hochi asive, where the tchilas hadin was al yedei Shnayim. But if the tchilas hadin was al yedei bezdin, and all of a sudden you have a single dying that says eni yodeya, so in such a case, the Gemara says you can't just simply now have the psak halacha ayidei shnayim. That's the second tier. There you need a psak and a bezdin, and that certainly requires shlosha. Good? And then we pointed out the following chiddush. Rav Acha Bar Avika, midraisa chanami koshes b'torah sara, not b'torah bezdin. That's what Tosa says in Daf Gimel when it comes to kiyum shtaros, that there are certain institutions that require maisa bezdin that even Rav Acha Bar Avika would require that is done ayyadei shlosha. Or for example, the Tosa in Yevamos Daf and Vavma Beis when it comes to gerus, we have the machlokas rishonim as to whether gerus requires smicha, but does gerus require shlosha? The Gemara says absolutely yes. Now, Mishpat Ksiv Bey. So Tosis writes in Daf Membav Mebeis Nivamos that everyone agrees to that Kiddush. That's not the machlokas of our Gemara. Even Rav Acha Bar Avika Midraisa Chanami Kosher would not allow a single dayan for Gerus, because that's a Maisa Bez in the Kima Dovra. That is not a Psak Din. That is not Midine Hora. But we pointed out that the Tosis in Daf Membeis in the Kasha disagrees. In that whole sugya, where Tosus understands the Gemara to tell us that a tefillah shem nida also l'shem gerus, Tosus says the following difficulty: but isn't there a need for mishpat? And Tosus says, even if you don't have three, but even Rav Acha ben Avika would require one, and there isn't a single dayan present b'shas tefillah. That's a great chiddush, Tosus's argument. No, that Rav Acha ben Avika would allow me the raisa chadami kosher not only for cases of mishpah, for hora, for psak din, but even for a maisa bezlakim adavar, such as gerus. That's a very, very great chiddush. And Tosus, because that kasha is forced to come on to a great chiddush, namely that perhaps no bezin is necessary b'shas tvila at all, the role of bezin and gerus is limited to Kabbalah Samitzvos. And he pointed out the Rambam in Hilchos Yisirabiyah, Perikim Gimel Lachates, has a whole different explanation of that sugya. The Gemara is not telling us that there's no need for Bezdin B'Shas Tevilah, but the Gemara is telling us something very different, and that is, how can you create a Chezkas Ger Tzedek? Good, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, that if you have an individual, Hanoheg B'Darkei Yisrael Tamid, that creates a Chazaka that there was a legitimate prior gerus, not that somehow that is considered to be part of Maisa gerus itself. Good. There is a further chiddush that the Ktzos has, found in Simen Beis and Sivkotin Beis, in Simen Gimel, Sivkotin Beis, where the Ktzos points out a further difficulty in the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rav Acha ben Avika, as we discussed, for Beis Halachiyud, Midaraisa, Chadnami Kasha. From the flow of the Gemara, again, we'll have to go through the details. How does that link to the issue of Eruv Parshios? The Torah tells us the role of Bezdin. Bezdin requires three mumchim. It does so in the context of particular cases of Shomrim. And now the Gemara wants to know, does that apply to cases of Halva as well? So the Gemara says simply, if you subscribe to Eruv Parshios, what is true of the Parshas HaShomrim, right, extends, or we'll have to see, Rashi Shita, the great Chiddush, is uprooted and applies to the Parsha of Halva. Good? So the Chora one then would argue as follows. So if you assume Erev Parshios, the Chora then, Hodos V'Havos, require three mumchim. And if not, good, Rav Acha ben Avika, Midaraisa Chadami Kasha. So the Rambam Pasuk says, you know, Sanhedrin Beis Yud, Midaraisa Mutlech Lodom in HaTorah. How does the Rambam hold when it comes to the issue of Erev Parshios? Good, so we'll see the sugyan da beis and beis, but the Rambam assumes Erev Parshios. The Rambam does not deny Erev Parshios. What is true in Parsha A, in the Parshas HaShomrim, extends to, in Kesev Tal V'Sami, to the Parshas Halva as well. That's clear from the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, and also from Perek Beis of Hilchos Sfirus. So the Rambam assumes Erev Parshios, which means the requirements of this Parsha also apply to the Parsha of Halva. If that is true, the Ktzos asks, shouldn't one assume then that all the requirements of three Dayanim Smuchim should apply to Hodos and Havos? How is it possible for the Rambam simultaneously then to assume Erev Parshios and also to assume that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasha? So the Chora, what's the answer? Two halachos. Enachinami, there is a halach of Erev Parshios, which means that the requirement of Bezdin for Hodos V'Halvos is Enochinami, a Bezdin of Shlosha and three Mulchim. That's necessary to have a Bezdin for Choshen Mishpah, even in areas of Hodos V'Halvos. What is the Chiddush of Acha ben Avika Midaraisa Chadami Kasha? That no, that Hodos and Havos does not require Bezdin. Hora is considered to be sufficient. In other words, two halachos, two tracks. One can resolve an issue of Hodos V'Havos either through the vehicle of Psak Halach of Hora, but how did the Rambam preface that Afal Pishin Bezin Pachos Mishlosha? Don't misunderstand me, the Rambam writes. A single dayan for Hodos V'Havos is not considered to be B'Toras Bezdin. That's simply B'Toras Psak Halacha. And if the resolution will be Ayidei Bezdin. Of course, that requires three mulchim. No? So that's how the Rambam begins. Alpha Pishin Bezdin Pachus Mishlosha. Mutechad Ladun Min HaTorah. For Xeris and Chabalos, you only have one option, and that is Betoras Bezdin. For Adals of Os, there are two halachos. Number one, there's Erev Parshios. Number two, Betzedek Tishpot Midaraisa Chanani Kasher. So the Rambam writes the following. If you're dealing with the Psak halacha that requires a formal Hodos Baldin Bifnei Bezdin, that's going to require a Bezdin Shlosh, even a Kurabacha Bidavika. That's the halacha of Erev Parshios. Or, for example, the Sugyan Dapay, that if you began with a Tchilas Din of Bezdin, that's how you must conclude. Maybe one could argue, according to the Rambam, no. If there's no need for Bezdin, there's no halacha of Bezdin, it's not Tofes. No, that certainly is not true. The Rambam writes, if you begin with Bezdin, you must conclude with Bezdin, even according to Rav Avika, even according to Shmuel. Because the Rambam maintains that there are two different tracks, two different possibilities for the case of Hodos Valvaos. If that's true, then it's no steer whatsoever to Paskin Erev Parshios as well as Midaraisa Chanami Kosher. That resolution can either be formed Ayidei Psak Halacha or Ayidei Bezdin. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, no? So when it comes to Gerus, for example, there's one option, right? And that is Maisa Bezdin Lekima Davar. When it comes to Gzelus HaChavalos, there's one option, Ahoras Bezdin. When it comes to Hodos Vavos, the Rambam writes the two fundamental dinim, no? And that's why Nochinami, the Rambam understood the entire Hemshah. Hagamar as well. A further Chiddush, the Tosas you may have seen, and Daf Beis and Mabeis, in the very end of Dera Maschil, Divrei Hakol. Tosas discusses the following. When it comes to certain halachos, we'll have to go through these prakim and ask ourselves, there's certain dinim that apply to dinim nefashos. To what extent do we have a right to apply those halachos to dinim mamonos as well? Good? Somewhat unclear. On the one hand, the Torah says, Mishvar echad yelachem, to equate the two halachos, no? On the other hand, we certainly know that there are halachos unique to dinim nefashos as opposed to dinim mamonos. Good? So Tosus raised the following possibility. Tosus writes, "Veshem ala inyan mumchim." Perhaps when it comes to cases of smicha, ein lilmo dine mamonos le dine fashos. Maybe you cannot simply derive dine mamonos from a case of dine fashos. Why is that true? After all, kevan desagi b'shlosha. It's a different type of bezdin entirely. If you're talking about the process of din, for example, drisha v'chakira, so one could argue what applies to one applies to the other. If, however, you're talking about the need for mulchim, so in such a case, you cannot necessarily assume what is true of dina fashos is true of dina mamonos. Good? So Schefter suggested the following chiddush within this tosas. Good? And there it's Hatzvi, right, in Simon Lamed Gimel. So Rav Schefter presents, right, these chiddushim of the Rav, just adds in the Ha'ara the following chiddush. If this is true, the tosas ashita is that smicha is a function of bezdin, not a function of hora, as we discussed in the very first shiurim, machlokas the Rambam and Tosas. Therefore, smicha goes hand in hand with bezdin, not with hora. Good. So therefore, very mistaber as Tosas writes, if din nefashos and din mamonos require different types of batei dinim, one is the bezdin of shlosha, the other is the Sanhedrin ktana. Oh, we discussed in the last year, right, the mitzvah of minui hadayanim. There's a world of difference between a bezdin of chav gimel as opposed to a bezdin of shlosha. So if there's a different caliber of bezdin, and smich is a function of bezdin, it makes perfect sense to assume, as Tosa says, linyan mumchim, ein lomo dinim amanos et dinim fashos. How can you assume that dinim fashos requires a sum of dinim amanos also? Smich is a function of bezdin. So therefore, how could I argue that if smich is required for a bezn of chav gimel, smich is also required a bezn of shlosha? That's an inherently different, independent form of bezdin. But perhaps, according to the Rambam Shita, not necessarily true. No? If you're going to tell me that smicha is a requirement of hora, nothing at all to do with bezdin. As we pointed out in our earlier Rambams, you can have smicha l'dvarim yechidim, even for iser v'heter, even for Bechoros, even for Ksamim, areas that are completely unrelated to Beis Din. Smicha goes hand in hand with Torah, then one could argue against this Chiddush of Tosfos, that no, if smicha is necessary for Torah, so therefore, why should one necessarily distinguish between Dinim Amanos and Dinim Fashos? Both are considered to be a Torah, and therefore, if the Torah recognizes that a Torah is only that which is rendered Ayidei Samuch, therefore, if it's true of Dinim Fashos, it could be true of Dinim Amanos as well. If you're telling me, however, it's a halacha in Beis Din, so then what applies to a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, you can't necessarily assume applies to a Beis Din of Chav Gimel or to a Beis Din of Shlosha. So maybe that line in Tosus, L'nyin Munchin, Ein Lilmo Dinim Amanos Dinim Fashos, is L'shitase, right? Of Tosus, this whole understanding of the role of Smicha as a function of Beis Din. Just a further point, right. This also, when you do the sugi of Beis Din Shokol, I keep this in mind. I alluded very briefly to that Tosfos in Yevamos in Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph Dermaskel Ve'ein. Why is it that we require a Beis Din Noten? What's wrong with a Beis Din Shokol? Intuitively, one could argue that look, if the purpose of Beis Din is to render a psak halacha, so therefore, it will not be nitan laharah, it will not be nitan lahafraf. You have a Beis Din Shokol. So you have four dayanim, so two will say chayav, two will say potter, and now you're stuck. So therefore, understandably, the need for a Beis Din note, ain Beis Din Shokol. Is that really the whole concern? That a Beis Din potentially could become stalemated? And maybe this is related to our earlier issue, whether Beis Din note and Shokol is nadin lachatchila, din b'dyeved. If it's just simply, let's assume, a secondary concern, the true four al-pid din is considered to be Beis Din. It's just that it's a Beis Din that could lead to problems if, in fact, the dinim will split. So maybe an achinami? So that's a concern, l'chatchila. Should we allow for such a Beis Din? But b'dyeved, to assume ein din am din, will be a very great chiddush. Because Tosfos in Yevamos is bothered by the following kasha, and that is regarding chalitza. Chalitza requires a Beis Din of Shlosha. That's the sugi Yevamos, Daf Kuf Aleph. Interestingly, chalitza does not require mumchim. Chalitza requires three hedyotos. The Gemara bases that on psukim. Hedyotos are sufficient for chalitza. That bechor also could relate to our machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. No? The fact that the Gemara quotes psukim to demonstrate that hedyotos are sufficient for chalitza. Is he hanosenes? Is that the rule or is that the exception? According to Rambam, one could argue beautifully. No, that's the rule. He hanosenes, that's the makar. Chalitz is not a Beis Din of psak halacha. Chalitz is a Beis Din l'kiyum hadavar. That's exactly the chiddush hakra, that a Beis Din l'kiyum hadavar does not require mumchim. It's sufficient to have hedyotos. And who are the nimim when it comes to cases of gerus and the like? According to Tosfos, that smich and Beis Din always go hand in hand. That's a very great chiddush. The Torah tells us there's a clear exception, and that is chalitza. Unlike gerus that requires smuchim, right? Unless you have, for example, shlichusayu, not true when it comes to chalitza. But Tosfos is bothered by the following question. In terms of deriving the need for shlosha regarding chalitza, the Gemara tells us that Ein Beis Din Shokol Mosif and Lein Orecha. Psukim mention at least two, and because of the concern of Ein Beis Din Shokol, there's a need for three. So Tosfos is bothered. This concern of Beis Din Nota, Beis Din Shokol, is that relevant when it comes to a Maisa Beis Din Lekima Davar? If the whole concern is the possibility of stalemate, so I understand very well. Hora, Ein Beis Din Shokol. But if you're dealing with the Maisa Beis Din L'kiyum HaDavar, should there be a problem of Ein Beis Din Shokol? But yet the Gemara applies it to Chalitza. That's Tosfos's Ha'or. So Tosfos mentions the following. Tosfos's first teres. That no, even when it comes to Chalitza, the Ha'ika Kama Plukte B'mas Nisim. Chalitza is not so simple. Interesting Chiddush of Tosfos. There are many different issues in order to determine whether this is a chalitza kshera or a chalitza psula, or whether it is not considered to be a chalitza whatsoever. complicated. That's the first Reb Chaim that I mentioned. So Tosfos writes the following chiddush. That's why it's necessary to have a bez denote for chalitza. Wow. Tosfos assumes in the first teretz of the following chiddush. That strictly speaking, Nikar Hadin, I would tell you that bez denote and bez shakl are all related to horah. And therefore Tosfos is kasha. It should not be relevant at all to chalitza. And once the answer of Tosfos that no, although Maisa Chalitza is a Maisa Chalitza Lekim Hadavar, but still it has elements of Horah. Because, right, there are so many detailed halachos in order to know how it is that the Chalitza is performed. That's why the Gemara insists on a Bezdin Harayi L'Horah. In order, so to speak, not a formal Psak Halacha, but to ensure that the Chalitza will be done in the appropriate manner. But Tosfos now is bothered. What about the inyan smichas par? Tosfos says, now our Mishnah, smichas akenim is b'shloshim. Smichas akenim poshim shad like Rashi, smich and param davar shal tzibur. Good? You require shlosha. Isn't that also maisa bez nakim adavar? Why is there a need for a bez denota when it comes to smicha? Has Tosfos discussion? So Tosfos in the first teretz maintains the chiddush. Bez denota and bez denshakl is a function of horah. So Tosfos says the Hasanami Kaplukta. There's a detail also regarding smicha. What is that? E beinam kol kocha. Sigin chagigadav tezayin. Smicha also has an element of horah. Now, how hard do you have to lay your hands on the animal to make sure it's a smicha ksheira? So that also requires a bezdin capable of horah to ensure that the chalitza is done. This first approach of Tosfos assumes that Bez Not and Bez Shokel goes hand in hand with Horah. And the second Teretz of Tosfos is, no, that's not true. V'od yesh lomar, v'chol duchtin v'inan rayu lebezdin, ein Bez Shokel. Boshev shot in the second Teretz that no, ein Bez Not and Bez Shokel, right, is halachi in Bezdin irrespective as to whether it is Betoras Horah or whether it is Betoras a bezdin, lekiyum hadavar. And therefore, aside from the detail in terms of whether this is a proper chalitza or a proper smicha, inherently, right, bezdin requires to be bezdin nota as opposed to a bezdin shokel. Right. It's not muchach, we'll have to see these sukkahs, but maybe the issue that we just raised, whether it's mechatchila, b'dieved, whether it's part of the definition of bezdin, or whether in fact it's just a concern that the bezmen could be stalemated, maybe also should be dependent on this issue with Tosfos, and maybe that should be relevant to whether bezmen shakles the chachila or whether it's b'diyam. Our Mishnah not only mentions cases of a bezmen of shlosha, but also the role of the Sanhedrin, as we started to discuss. And here also, Slavetcha commented, regarding the role of Sanhedrin, there are two very different functions. Sometimes you can have the role of the Sanhedrin b'toras horah, called dabar hagadol. Sometimes the horah is considered to be of global significance. It affects the entire tzibur, and therefore it's necessary that the Sanhedrin has to paskin that particular issue. It involves a melech, involves kohen gadol, called dabar hagadol. That requires a horah of Sanhedrin hagadol. Other cases, certainly not true. After all, Ein Mosif Na La'ir V'Alazara. You want to expand the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. L'chora, right? That's a Maisa Bez Nekim Adavar. That's similar to Chalitza, to Gerus, to Smicha. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that it's not sufficient to have Shlosha. That requires Sanhedrin. You can have a Maisa Sanhedrin Nekim Adavar as well. Slavetchik pointed out the following Chiddush, apparently a stira within our opening Mishnah. The Mishnah here tells us the following, that Ein Osin Sanhedros L'Shvatim El Al Pi Bezen Shoshim Vecha. You want to establish the lower courts, the Sanhedrin Shalosh HaShevet, or a Bezen of Chav Gimel. That requires the Sanhedrin Bezen Shoshim Vecha. How do you know that that's true? The Sanhedrin is necessary for that purpose. So you jump a little bit to the Gemara and Tez Zayin with Beis. The Gemara says, Minolon, Kida Ashkechan B'moshe, Du'uki Sanhedraos. Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu established lower courts to establish a lower Sanhedrin is necessary to have Bez Din HaGadol. And what's the jump from Moshe Rabbeinu to Sanhedrin? If Moshe Rabbeinu did so, now you need the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Moshe b'makom shivim ve'echad koi. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the embodiment of the Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu b'makom shivim ve'echad koi. Good? So that's what our Mishnah tells us in Daf Beis. That which Moshe Rabbeinu did requires the Sanhedrin, and therefore inosim Sanhedros l'shvotim. How do you know that that's true? Rashi writes, Sanhedrin Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. You see that from Parshas Yisro. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Look, if it's a davar hakatan, right, yishvatuhei, but davar hagadol, that was Yisro's suggestion. That will be addressed by Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? The impression of Parshas Yisro. That's apparently what our Mishnah here assumes as well, is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a mamad bifnei atzmo, an independent status. No? Certain piskei dinim could be done by others. Certain piskei halacha had to be done, called davar hakadol, de Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the highest form of biur, highest form of hora. And therefore the parallel is, lidoros, that requires the psak halacha of the Sanhedrin. So Rashi pointed out, when you look later in our Mishnah, almost seems to be a certain stira now. The Gemara tells us that the Sanhedrin Hagdol is Shiva Ve'echad. How do you know that that's true? So what does our Mishnah say? Parshas Baloscha. Esfil is Shiva Mish Mizikna Yisrael. And Umoshal Gabayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to gather 70. Look, 70 together with Moshe Rabbeinu is a total of 71. The implication here of the end of the Mishnah is Moshe Rabbeinu was not independently functioning as the Sanhedrin, but Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the Sanhedrin, not a part from the Sanhedrin. No? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nasi HaSanhedrin. Get 70 others and together with you. No? So on the one hand, the Mishnah tells us if Moshe Rabbeinu did so, you need a Sanhedrin, because Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom shim ve'echad koi. And then the whole minion of Sanhedrin, shim ve'echad, is based on Moshe Rabbeinu as being part of the Sanhedrin. Rosleichik pointed out it's not just simply a difficulty in the Mishnah, but in the Parshiel Satorah. In Parshis Yisrael, lower courts, and Dabar HaGadol Yivei Lecha, independently. In Parshas Baloscha, Esli Shivim Ish, and the Moshe Gabeihim. When do you assume Moshe Rabbeinu could function independently? When do you assume Moshe Rabbeinu required to work in conjunction with the Sanhedrin? That was the Rav's kasha. This is printed in Shulchan Zecher Abba Mori in the piece on Takanas Moshe. And the Rav's beautiful teretz was this whole structure. But now, a difference between Hora as opposed to a Maisa Bezdin, a Kimada. In the realm of Hora, that's Parshas Yisro. But Moshe Rabbeinu required the consent of others. First we'll raise a shayla, and Moshe Rabbeinu will declare, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that this is the halacha, and now it will be omid dominion. Now you'll convene others to vote on that fact, to see whether the halacha follows that way, does not follow that way. When it comes to Psak Din and Hora, very mistaken that Moshe Rabbeinu will act independently. Moshe Rabbeinu does not require others to join with him. That's exactly Parshas Yisro. Right? Other areas you will handle. If it's a davar hagadol, Moshe Rabbeinu says that I will do independently. But the Rav suggested the following. Let's assume you're not dealing with Hora or Psak Halacha. Let's assume you're dealing with a Maisa Bez in the Kimada. And the Torah tells us Geirus requires Shlosha. And not like Tosus. Yachid Mumuch is insufficient. You need three. Mechora, that would mean that one is insufficient for Maisa Bez Nakim Adavar regardless of the greatness of his stature. Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to do Geirus independently. A Maisa Bez Nakim Adavar requires Shlosha. In those areas, the halacha that requires Sanhedrin, a Maisa Sanhedrin, the Kima Davar, Ein mosifin ala ir valazara, that Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to do independently. In the realm of Hora, Moshe Rabbeinu was independent. Pel peh dabrabo. When it comes to Maisa Vez Lekima Davar, Moshe Rabbeinu requires the participation of others. So those, Rav suggests the two parashios, Parshas Yisro, which is purely Hora, Parshas Balosa, which discusses the function of Sanhedrin in the broader sense, including a Maisa Vez Lekima Davar. And here Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following incredible deal. When you look in the Rambam, sometimes the Rambam tells you what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And the Rambam leaves it as that. When it comes, for example, to Takanos, Koach HaTakana, the Rambam writes, for example, the following Kiddush. The Rambam tells us the very beginning of Hilchos Avot, Nergala Halacha Aleph. Shiva, the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Nan Yisrael. In Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel Achaches, the concept of Dorshin Behilchos Achad, the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Nan Yisrael, Takanas Moshe. Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, Moshe Tikkun Nan Yisrael. When it comes to Takanos as a form of Horah, the Rambam writes, Moshe Tikkun Nan Yisrael. There's no indication from the Rambam that Moshe Rabbeinu required anyone else in establishing Takanos for Klal Yisrael. Yidrov pointed out the following Chiddush, because Takana is a function of Koach HaHorah, and in such a case, Moshe Rabbeinu could do so independently. The Rav was bothered, there are a couple of exceptions. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Malachim, Minui Melech requires a Sanhedrin. How do you know this is true? The Rambam writes, Paragala Pilchagimo. After all, Shi Yoshua, Sheminahu Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam adds the next term, Ubeis Dina. Unbelievable. The Rambam writes that Mini Melech requires a Sanhedrin, for after all, Yoshua had a Din Melech who was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu together with his Vezdom. This diyuk you wouldn't even notice, but the Rav pointed out, why when it comes to Orah, does the Rambam write Moshe Rabbeinu? Here when it comes to Mini Melech, the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dina. Ubeis Dina. Rav pointed out the similar Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Avachira, Halacha Aleph. When it comes to Ein Mosifin Ala Ir Vala Zara, the Rambam writes, you need a Melech, and you need a Navi, and you need Urim V'Tumim, and you need Sanhedrin. Because all of these things are present in the Akamas HaMishkan, and the Chaim Tasuz L'Doros. How do you know all these things? How do you know you need a Melech? How do you need a Sanhedrin? It's a further deal, the Rav pointed out the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Melech Hayah. How do you know you need a Melech? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech. It's an interesting Chiddush that when it comes to Ein Mosif Nala Ir Vala Zara, the Rambam does not write that Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes a Melech is required because Moshe Rabbeinu was Midin Melech. The Rambam does not tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Midin Sanhedrin. So when it comes to cases of Takanos, the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu. When it comes to the case of Minui Melech and Ein Mosif Nala Vazara, there, not Moshe Rabbeinu independently. Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dina. How do you understand that diuk in the Rambam? And here the Rav pointed out as well. When it comes to Koach HaHorah, Moshe Rabbeinu is absolutely independent. However, when it comes to Maisa Bezin Lekiyam Adavah, there Moshe Rabbeinu cannot act alone. Minui Melech is a Psak Din. Minu Melech is a Maisa Bezdan, a Maisa Sanhedrin, the Kiyam Adavar. There the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dina. Ein Mosifin Ala Ir Valazara, a Maisa Sanhedrin, the Kiyam Adavar. There the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu had to do so, to be Mekadesh, the Mishkan, together with the others as well. only when it comes to Hora, there, Pel Pe Dabrabo, Moshe Rabbeinu had absolute independent status. And in such an instance, the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu alone. The Rav just pointed out the following difficulty. Kriya Satar we mentioned, the Rambam writes, Achos Tfilah Perakim Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikan Yisrael. Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu is able to do independently. That's called Takanos Moshe. No need for others to do so. The difficulty that Rav pointed out is that seems to be against the Gemara. Because the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis is the source of the Takana of Kriya Satara. That was Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam writes. But the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara writes, when it comes to Takana of Kriya Satara, Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tikun. That's Lashon HaGemara. Not Moshe Rabbeinu alone, but Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tikun. Why, when it comes to Takana of Kriya Satara, does the Gemara write, they're not Moshe Rabbeinu alone, but others as well? And why does the Rambam change that? Now, if in fact that's true, that Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tikunu, why does the Rambam write, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikun on the Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was one among many who were responsible for that Takana. So here the Rav stated the beautiful Kiddush as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely independent when it comes to Koach HaHora. That was the uniqueness. It's one of the Ikari Emuna, the Rambam Shita. The uniqueness of Nevuas Moshe. The uniqueness of the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. As of when was that true? When is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was unique in terms of Hora, that there was no need for such consultation with others for a need of Sanhedrin when it comes to Hora? The Rav answered that was true post Kabbalah Satara. Prior to Kabbalah Satara, not true. At the time of Mamad Har Sinai, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely independent in Koach HaHora. The Chiddush of that sugya in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis is the following: the Takana of Kriya Satara. There's something quite fascinating about that Takana that preceded Kabbalah Satara. Vayelchu Shlosh Esyon Bimer V'lamotza Mayim Imayim El HaTorah. That's also fascinating Chiddush. No, that before the Torah was given, Asher writes in the Chumash, Sham Samlo, certain partials were given to Bnei Yisrael simply to create a link between Knesset Yisrael and the Dvar Hashem, even before the Torah was given. There was a Takana of Kriya Satara in the Midbar prior to Kabbalah Satara. That's why the Rav explained, the Gemara says, Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tikunu, because at that point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu was not independent in his Koach HaHora. That explains why the Gemara says Neviim Shebeinehem. And why does the Rambam say Moshe Rabbeinu Tikun on the Yisrael? This you know from the past as well, the Rambam's Chiddush, that everything that applied Kodem Matan Torah had to be reinstituted. Nitna Torah v'nischad shu halacha. That's the Rambam writes the Pirush Mishnayis, the Mishnah Chul and Daf Kuf. Many halachas were given to the Avos, or given to Bnei Yisrael before Kabbalah Satara. But that is not true Lidoros. Lidoros, Nitna Torah v'nischad shu halacha. And even Takanos had to be reinstituted. Rav pointed out a beautiful Chiddush in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes, why do you daven 3 times a day? Because Tefillah is connected to Karbanos. In Hilchos Malachim and Perektes, when the Rambam discusses the history of Mitzvos, what is Shachris Mincha Mariv? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. If you ask me, who were the first to do so? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. If you're asking me why we do so, not because Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, we do so in Hilchos Tefillah because of a Takana of Tefillah patterned after the Chiyuv HaKarbanos. That's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis. The reason we do Bris Milah is not because of Avram Avinu. We do bris milah because of Parshas Tazria. That was at Sea Har Sinai. Any halacha called a matan Torah, in the made me called a matan Torah, nita Torah is chash halacha. That had to be reinstituted, reformulated, post Kabbalah Sator. That the Rav said is a switch in the Rambam. If you're asking me who instituted initially Kriya Satorah, not Moshe Rabbeinu alone, but who established Kriya Satorah halacha lemaisa la'achar matan Torah, that was the Takanas Moshe post Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe Rabbeinu independently, without the need of any body of Sanhedrin at all. So the two halachos of Horah and Kimadava is not only true when it comes to Eidim, or Shtaros, or even Bezdin, but this is true when it comes to the role of Sanhedrin as well. Okay. The opening sugya distinguishes, as we referred to many times, between Gzelos v'Chavalos as opposed to Hoda'os v'Havalos. Conceptually, how should we understand that distinction? The cases are clear. Why is it, if I steal from you, though, three mumchim are necessary, and if I borrow from you, so, Ravachar Beit Ravika, that no, midaraisa chanami kosher, but the Balei Tosfos assume even a hedyot is considered to be sufficient. How would one categorize the difference between gzelos v'chavalos versus cases of hodos v'chavalos? The Rav pointed out that the essential difference between them is the following. This Chiyuv Tashlumin, is this a Torah-imposed Shibud? Or is this what the Rav termed a Hischaivus Nidas? Why is it that I am obligated to pay? Is it because of some consensual, contractual agreement? I borrowed money from you, and by doing so, the terms of the deal are that I will pay you back. I'm a shomer, and I agreed to watch your chepetz under certain conditions. So my Kabbalah Shmira means that I am agreeing to be held responsible for the following circumstance. That's what we generally term a hischaivus nidas. That the parties enter into a clear agreement, a case of halva, a case of mekach u'memkar, a case of shomrim, maybe stiras paulim, where any hischaivus is midas, it is a contractual consent. And yet there are other cases where that certainly is not true. A gazlan is obligated, tashlumin. A mazik is chayv tashlumin. That's the Yischaivus Midas. Although I am stealing from you, I hereby affirm that if caught, I will pay. Certainly not. The person has no intent to do so, but the Torah imposes a Chiyuv Tashlumin, what we'll term a Shibud. A Torah imposed Shibud as opposed to Yischaivus Midas. That's how the Rav distinguished between Gzelos and Chavalos as opposed to cases of Hodos or Havaos. Shibud versus Yischaivus Midas. The Chiddush of Rav Achar ben Avika, for example, for a Torah imposed Shibud, Gzelos v'Chavalos, it's necessary to have three mumchim. In order to verify or confirm, to enforce a Yischaivus Midas, Chana Mikosha. And perhaps not even a requirement for mumchim, simply Hedyotos. So a couple of differences so far between Shibud as opposed to Yischaivus Midas. Number one, Rav Achar ben Avika, the number of Dayanim. Number two, according to Tosfos, the caliber of Dayanim. Mumchim as opposed to Yotos. Any other distinction? So Slavetsha quoted the following sugya in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Aleph, the Chiddush of Rav. This we spent a lot of time on in the last month. Rav says the following Chiddush regarding Kimlei D'Rav Minei, that es non asra Torah filu ba'al imam. A person engages in a maisesnus of arayos. And there was a certain agreement between them of tashlumin. Dmei Znus, Dmei Esna, is Osu Lagavo. That's the parsh of Esna Zon. If money was attained in that way, as Dmei Znus, Dmei Esna, so those funds are forbidden Lagavo. So Rabbi says the following Chiddush, that Esna Osra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imam. Very great Chiddush. Let's assume that the woman is forbidden to this man as an Isser Erva. Well, let's assume she's an Ishes Ish. A Chiyuv Misa. Would there ever be an absolute Chiyuv Tashlumin for him to pay her? Certainly not. We would apply the principle of Kim Levi Deravamine. If through that Maisabiya he is Chayiv Misa, so L'cha'ora there's no Chayiv Tashlumin. Let's assume nonetheless he makes payment. Al-Pidin, is that considered to be Dmei Znus? Or maybe I could argue no, that's just Dmei Matana. And Dmei Matana is not also the Gavoa. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, even if the Maisabiya involves an Isser Arayos, and it would never be Nitan the Gviya, nonetheless, it's Tofes. It's not called independent Dmei Matana, it's called Dmei Znus, it's called Dmei Esnan. Why is that true? Why is that called Dmei Znus? Why is it not called Dmei Matana? So Rashi in Bav Metzian Daf Tzadi Aleph writes a very great Chiddush. Whenever you learn the Sugya's Akimnei Ravine, remember this Rashi. Rashi tells us the following, that even though you'll apply the principle of Kimnei Ravine, good, Bezdin will not enforce the Chiyuv Mamon, but there still is the Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. A person causes a Maisa Hezek on Shabbos, and it entailed Chil Shabbos Daraisa, so Kimnei Deravine, so good, Bezdin will not be go with the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But Rashi writes, but you're exempt entirely. There's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. Kiddush number one of Rashi. Kimnei Deravine, that's true in terms of Bezdin Shomata, but there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. Kiddush number two of Rashi, Tfisa works. That's also a very great Kiddush. Tfisa. If, in fact, I would have a case of Kimnei Deravine, but I were to be Tofes, Tofas lo nafkinamina, two Chiddushim of Rashi. Number one, Achiv Latzis in Ishamayim. Number two, Tfisa would work in that instance. There's a lengthy discussion in Ktzos, of Tshuvas HaRivash. Ktzos is found in Simin Chavches, in Sifkat Nalev. Right, when you do those sugyas of Kimnei Deravine, does everyone agree with this sheet of Rashi? Is this true in all cases? Number one, that there's a chiv latzis de shemayim. In chiddush number two of Rashi, latzis yishan doesn't just simply mean a frumkeit. Now that he asked the person ideally, what should he do? He'd be told, take the moral high ground and pay. No, tfisa works. Is that really true? In all cases where the Gemara says there's a chiv latzis de shemayim, you can exercise the right of tfisa. That's what the Ktzos discusses. How is that relevant for our case? That Rashi writes is the Chiddush of Rava. So good, technically speaking, we could apply a principle of Kimnei Deravine. But there's still a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim to make payment. And therefore, what is the Chiddush of Rava? It's Tofes. When the payment is made, it's not called Dmei Matana, it's called Dmei Znus. And therefore, it's also the Gavoa. That's how Rashi understands the simple Chiddush of Rava, Esra Nasna Torah Filu Ba'alim. Good. The Meiri in Bava Kamma, Ayin Amud Beis, quotes a very different biur to that Gemara. Beautiful Chiddush. Kimnei Deravine. The drasha, for example, of Risha Achas Ata Machayva. Arsugya, Asher Yarshiyun Elohim. What does that mean? the Miri writes, an imposed chiyuv. An imposed chiyuv. Rishach asata machayvo. Bezin will not impose two chiyuvim. Your Mechal Shabbos, and by doing so, Kara Shirayim, Bezin will not impose a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv nezikin. But what happens, the Miri writes, if one is a Torah-imposed chiyuv, and the second is a Yischaibus Midas? That's the Chiddush of Rava. Very different than Rashi, unbelievable. Es Tanosa Torah Filo B'Liyuh means that in such a case we don't apply Kimnei D'Rabinei. Kimnei D'Rabinei applies when you're dealing with Shtei Rishayos. Misa, Nezikin, Achiv Misa, Achiv Knas, Achiv Malkus. He's chayiv misa because of arayos. That's a Torah imposed chiyuv. Why is there a need to make payment? Skiras polim. That's a yischaibus midas. Those are the terms of the deal. Here the Mir writes a beautiful chiddush. There's no kimnei d'ramine. Not as Rashi, there's a chiyuv lo tisrei shamayim. Bezdin will be gove. The mashal Rav will give is if a person is mechal Shabbos. And he writes a shtar halva on Shabbos. Would you argue that since he's mechal Shabbos, the halva is not binding, the money is not owed? Kimnei D'Rabinei is halacha in imposed chiyuvei haTorah. Rishachas asher yoshiyun. Not in terms of yischaibus midas. That's the chiddush of the Miri. Yischaibus midas is not included in the principle of Kimnei D'Rabinei. One could even argue that maybe the other Rishonim also agree with this finish. Even Rashi. That Kimnei D'Rabinei is not relevant to Yischaibus Midas. See, this sheet of the Miri is based on two different assumptions. One assumption is in Yischaibus Midas, you don't apply Kimnei D'Rabinei. That's our Chiddush, no? What's the other assumption of the Miri? That Esnan Zona, which is Schiras Poalim, is a Yischaibus Midas. Maybe one could disagree with that. Maybe one could argue that Schiras Poalim is not just Yischaibus Midas. Maybe that is also a Torah imposed Shibud. In which case, maybe one could argue, V'chulei Alma, Yischaibus Midas, we don't apply a principle of Kimnei D'Rabinei. The reason for the Rishonim explaining differently than the Schiddush of Miri Baba Kama Daf Ayin is because who says Schiras Polim? Is he Schabos Midas? Maybe Schiras Polim is a Torah imposed Shibud. Are there any rayas to assume that that's true? That Schiras Polim is a Shibud as opposed to he's Schabos Midas? So probably yes. Take a look in Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Chavtes. Shechter has a lengthy discussion at many riots. The Sfiras Polin is not just Yischaibus Midas. What we would think intuitively, why must you pay your worker? Because those were the terms of the deal. When I told him to paint my house, I agreed to pay him the sum of money. Is that really true? The Gemara Bava Metzia, for example, of Kuf Aleph. Yor the Tov Stei Chaveiro Shelo Bishus V'Yishbicha. I'm on vacation. I didn't agree to anything. All of a sudden I come back and someone shows up and says, while you were gone, I made the following improvements. The Gemara says, I'm obligated to pay. There wasn't any Yischaibus Midas. Apparently, right, if in fact I benefited, my value, my property increased as a result of your act, so in such an instance, maybe the Torah imposes a shibud, not just simply a Yischaibus Midas. No doubt that there's negotiation in order to determine the demei shivui. A person says to me that he wants to paint my house for thousands of dollars, I have a right to say no. I have a right, together with the pole, to be koveya the demei shivui. But the principle, the fact that I'm obligated to pay the worker, is not just simply a function of Yischaivus Midas at all. The Gemara even has cases, for example, about Metziyah, of Ayin Vav, where a person is obligated to pay a worker more than the initial agreement. The Gemara has an unusual case where the Balabai says to a shliach, go ahead and hire workers, and I'll pay them 3 zuzim. And the shliach went ahead and hired workers for 4 zuzim. The Gemara tells us at times, if that is the minhag habedina, if the normal rate is 4, the Balabai must pay his workers 4. They were hired under that condition, and the minhag habedina was to pay 4. Either Balabai never agreed to such payment. The Gemara says, at times, that's irrelevant. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Shaar Rishonim. But who says that Schiras poem is just like Yischaivus Midas? Maybe Schiras poem is a Shibud. And that's the willingness to apply Kimnei Rabinei to Esnan Zonah. But in principle, very mistaber, if you have a case which is a pure Yischaivus Midas, in such instance, there are many nafkaminas. The number of Dayanim, the quality of Dayan, the caliber of Dayan, and the case of Kimnei Rabinei as well. A further nafkamina between Shibudim as opposed to Yischaivus Midas is the Sugya in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Here the Gemara discusses the topic which is called Shibud Daraisa. When do we assume a Shibud is binding Midaraisa? What does that mean, Shibud Daraisa? We'll have to develop this further a bit tomorrow. We'll take a look at the Ran in Ksuvis, and Daf Memdal Mabez and Daf Harif. And Ran quotes a very important Chiddush, Lamdus, which is often invoked, the Chiddush Rabbi Yotam. Shnei Shibudim. Whenever we speak about Shibudim, there are two tiers. There is a Shibud HaGuf, Rabbi Yotam writes, and also a Shibud Nechasim. And take a look at that Tosus in Kedushin, Yigimel Beis, Dramaschal Amar HaPapa. There, Tosus quotes the possible distinction between cases of Halva, as opposed to Nezikin, or as opposed to Erechin, as opposed to Karbanos. If a person is Chayiv a Karban, that's not Yischaivus Midas. Tosa says that's a Torah imposed Shibud. Halva, or Dinei Shomrim, maybe. In discussing the difference between Xelos and Chavalos as opposed to Hodos,